we'll start with the laws of Netilas Yadayim. Now, this is the second time we're talking about Netilas Yadayim. The first one is talking about Netilas Yadayim for the morning when you get up. There's washing of the hands. And now we're talking about Netilas Yadayim, which is in preparation for the meals. Okay, so we went through the halachas of prayers, and then we went through the laws of, the older prayer. We did Netilas Apayim, but then after the prayer, then we talked about the laws of learning Torah. We talked about the laws of Masa Matan. And now we're going to the meal. So after this, in the order, we're going to the meal. So the first thing in the meal is you start with the Netilas Yadayim. So this is Siman Kuf Nun Ches. The first we'll do the chapter 158. And it talks Netilas Yadayim L'suda, the laws of washing one's hands before the meal. Ubayu Tasifim, it contains 19 subsections.
If you're going to have bread.
Of course. But the understanding is, in the olden days, this was the main meal. The meal was bread. That was the main thing. Subsection 1, Aleph. Kola Eichel Pas Shemivarchim Olav Hamoisi. Anyone who eats bread, and specifically, bread can maybe include like Mizonah's bread, other things, but if it's bread that you make Hamoisi on them, Tzorich Little Yodov Tchilo, you have to wash your hands beforehand. Afal Pi, even though they're not dirty, and he has no knowledge that they are a tomei, like they touched areas in his body or things like that. Because lefi, the reason is because the assumption is that hands just plain without knowing, watching them, if you didn't have in mind to wash your hands the whole time, not to touch anything, they would be considered at the second level for truma upoislois as a truma medivrei sofrim. They would disqualify the truma from the words of the scribes, which really means like this, that there are various different levels of truma, which you're not allowed to eat like truma with them. There's the Torah, then there is the rabbis. But the rabbis basically said that if your hands have not been specifically washed, they have a status of sheni lituma. And the rabbis would say that a sheni lituma, if your hands, something which is a sheni lituma, second category in tuma, tuma has categories. It has the grandfather, the father, the first, and then the second, the third, the fourth. Those are one from the other. It is always usually one touches the other. It goes down one level. But the second grade of tuma, which is the status of your hands, if that should touch truma, that would disqualify the truma from the rabbis. The rabbis say that the second level of truma disqualifies the ziv suffering. At sheyirchet zem b'mayim kilchosim, until you wash them, your hands in water as the law is. So your hands are considered to be second level of truma if you didn't specifically wash them, until you wash them according to the way one has to wash them.
Do you know what truma means?
Truma?
I want to know if he knows what truma means.
I'm not trying to know what
truma means. Truma means to defile. When your hands are, if you touch an insect, your tummy. If there is a bodily emission, you become tummy. There are certain levels, that means tummy means defiled, and you can't eat holy food or going to the Beis HaMikdash when the sanctuary there during that status. But truma is considered the food that the Kohanim eat. Those are the separated parts from the grain that the Jew separates, or the one who has the field separates it for the Kohen. That truma is considered holy. You can't eat it while defiled. So in this case, while a person is hands is secondary of truma, he would be defiling the truma by touching the truma. He has to wash his hands. But the issue here is, he's not eating truma now. Right now, he's just eating bread, which is not truma. That doesn't become disqualified. You can touch ordinary bread with hands like that. So what's the problem? So he says, V'tiknu, the rabbi instituted av bachilas truma chulin, avachil is chulin, shum selach truma. They instituted to wash the hands even if you're coming to eat ordinary, which is non-truma, because you might, the drag of truma, which means they want people to get used to always washing their hands, because sometimes when they're going to eat truma, they're going to need to wash their hands before they eat it. So they said, okay, you know what? Always wash your hands. Not going to make a difference. She'yargilu litli yedeim b'kol achila. They should be accustomed to wash their hands in every eating. They shouldn't forget for truma. Now this would apply, seems, to a kohen, because an Israelite can't eat truma anyways. It's forbidden, prohibited to eat truma. The only one who eats truma is a kohen. So the kohen, they wanted, not only should the kohen wash his hands when he's eating truma, which at that point the hands would disqualify that truma,
if they weren't washing.
But they said even when the kohen is eating chulin, which his hands can touch the chulin, who cares? Still, the chum said no, because no difference. Wash your hands all the time. But now we extend it even further to include even an Israelite. And they didn't want to make a distinction between Kohanim and Israelite that don't eat truma. So they said, everybody wash their hands. So did you ever wonder, why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? So look how far the rabbis extended it. Because of what? Because a Kohen who eats truma has to wash his hands, because his hands are shni, is a pasul to truma. So because a kohen who eats truma, they said, okay, a kohen that eats anything, and then an Israelite that eats anything.
So why do you think they extended it to ladies and Israelites?
To make everybody have to wash their hands, the chachamim. To everybody, to Israelite, everybody has to wash their hands. And not only that, we extended it further. See, this thing that we wash our hands, you see how far it is extended. Not only that, but now we don't even have any more truma at all, because the kohanim v'gam achshav she'ein ha'kohanim v'echlum truma v'bnei ha'tuma. Nowadays, because every kohen is considered tamei, because you're going on the street, there's graves underneath, you don't know where you're stepping on. Everybody considers himself tamei. You can't eat, a kohen who is tamei cannot eat truma. So we don't give any more. Even in Israel, where there is truma from the Torah, we don't give a kohen truma anymore, because we don't eat the truma, because we're considered ourselves tummy. So now we're not even eating truma at all. So the whole reason is, when they ate truma, we extended it to chulin, and then we extended it to all Israelites as well, to all Jews. So even nowadays, she not kohen mechtum na tuma, that the kohen do not eat the truma because of tuma. Lebotlo takona zu. This takona, this institution that the rabbis instituted, has not been nullified. Kedei sheyiu regilim b'nei Yisrael. So the Jewish people should be prepared, accustomed to. Sheibona beis hamikdash b'meheira v'yameinu. When the beis hamikdash will be built speedily in our days. And of course, then there's going to be, the Kohanim will be able to become toher. Now they can't become Torah even, because we don't have the ashes. I guess we need the ashes of the poor Aduma, because of the red heifer. So we don't have the heifer, so you can't. So even a kohen has become Torah, can't even become Torah.
When Mashiach comes.
No, that's where we have to come when Mashiach comes, and they're going to make the red heifer again. They become Torah, they can wash themselves, then they will be able to eat lechel betare, to eat by tare.
And you won't have to wash?
No, then, yeah. Then you would have to wash, actually.
Only the Kohen will be washing.
No. But he's saying no. Doesn't say that.
It won't revert back to the old.
No. But he's saying the reason why now we have to wash,
yes,
so that we should be accustomed to when the building is made. So then, because then we should be accustomed to wash at that time. So we shouldn't forget. If we stopped washing now, when the Beis Hamikdash is built, everybody, whoever's washing, just the same takona. Now, unless they're going to make new takonas over there, but Red doesn't say here. Over here, it seems like this takona that he instituted would apply to everybody. And when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, also everybody. And that's the way it was when, seems like, even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, even the time of the Kohanim did eat Truma, it didn't only apply to the Kohanim, it applied to everybody. But he says, but I'm just saying, but look how far the rabbis made their gezerah. So now, here we have the question. So it seems like it's all based on Truma. What is Truma? Truma is grain. The separated grain. From where does Truma come from? The grains. Okay? So the five different kinds of grains that that you plant, those require Torah, from the Torah, those require separation of Truma. Okay? So, now, how do you make that? So you have wheat. So from wheat you could make cake. And from wheat you could make bread. Bread is a motzi. Yeah. And cake is a mezonos. But we just said before that you're only going to have to wash when you're eating bread. So what does it got to do with bread? It has to do with wheat, not with bread. So why do we only wash? This is explaining now. Well, I take no elabe pas. They only instituted it before you're coming to eat bread. The Kohen, by the way, before he eats any grain, any truma, would have to wash his hands. But we are washing our hands because of the Kohen. Even for Chulin, and we're Israelites, even for non-truma, Chulin is non-truma. So he says, L'tiknu elo bepas. The rabbis made this institution, this law, that you have to wash your hand only before bread. Why? Because most of the trumas are actually with bread. Why? Shekein, shemina toira, ein truma neheges, ella bedogon tirish v'yitzar. The Torah obligation for Truma only applies to grain. It's called Dogon. Those are the five types of grains. Tirish v'yitzer, wine and oil. Shenemar. This is a verse in the Pasuk in Devarim Yudches Dal. It says, Reishis, the first of the Goncho, that's the grain. Tireshcho, your wine. Yitzrech, and your oil. Vad Gomer, Vad Dogon. What is grain? Shuhei minitfo. Those are the five different types. Wheat, barley, spelt, and rye and oats.
Yeah.
So these are the five different types of tevua of grain. And derech achilosu lasim menopas. So the most, the way it's usually eaten, you eat it as bread. V'tirish v'yitzer, hem yayin v'shemen, and tirish yitzer, which is wine and oil, derech shtiyosim hem b'kli. Normally, you use a vessel. You don't touch it. You don't eat with your hands. A person is not usually going to touch them with his hands. And therefore, they didn't require netilas yadayim. Even if she's eating truma, a kohen that eats truma and he's drinking oil or wine, he doesn't have to wash his hands because he uses a cup. And he's not going to touch the wine. And goes what goes without chulin. What?
Is that like the kiddush before?
Why? No. What I understand. Here we're trying to figure out what things require one to wash beforehand. So again, so let's review this. But this is a very fundamental halacha over here. Let's review this for a second. Why, if somebody asks you a question, why do we wash our hands before we make motzi? This is the explanation. This is what we're learning. Why do we wash our hands? And what's the answer? It's based upon the fact that a kohen who eats truma with his hands, with his grain, a kohen eats truma, has to wash his hands. A kohen who eats truma. Now, I am not a kohen, and I'm not eating truma, and still you tell me to wash my hands. A kohen that would eat truma, his hands would be considered the shein litruma, and they passel truma, so therefore he'd have to wash his hands. He's not allowed to eat grain. The kohen is not allowed to eat the grain with his hands. Now, the kohen is not allowed to eat any of the grains touching the grain. He'd have to wash.
With a fork and a knife.
Technically, he would not have to wash his hands. But we're saying now that the kohen, any kohen or any Israelite, so again, a kohen that would be eating any grains, of the five grains, would have to wash his hands. That would be the law. They'd have to wash his hands. Why? Because his hands get the status of a second truma, and now he is eating truma, he's going to be disqualifying the truma. And therefore, you're not allowed to disqualify the truma. Therefore, he'd have to wash his hands according to the halacha, as will be explained. But we extended it, first of all, to a kohen for all kinds of grain, not only truma. And second of all, we extended it to an Israelite who is eating non-truma as well. Who's in non-truma, he also has to wash his hands. We extended it even at the time that there is no existence of truma nowadays, when you don't eat truma, and still you have to wash your hands. But now the question is, why do you have to wash your hands? You have to wash your hands because the kohen would have to wash his hands, because the kohen is not permitted to touch it. Which things is he not permitted to touch? The grains.
The
Torah also says you can't touch, that you could also give truma. Truma is made out of wine and oil as well. So he explains, but wine and oil are usually in a cup. So therefore, a kohen would be permitted to take with a cup, even though that his hands are shnei truma, he wouldn't have to wash his hands, because it's using by a cup. So that's why we don't have to wash our hands
before Kiddush,
anytime. Oil, anytime. We don't have to wash the hands for the drinks, because you're taking the cups of the oil. Only from what do we have to wash?
Bread.
For grains.
The grains.
Why bread? Why not mizonos? Why not mizonos? The grain doesn't make a difference. What?
With the same flour.
That's right. So he says, also, when we're talking about ordinary bread, which is not truma, ordinary bread, the Chachamim did not require only in such bread that were commonly, most of the time, we make our meal on them. But you have bread which is comes in pockets. It's called, we'll see, those are mizonos bread. They're called the packets because they're filled with sweets and things like that. Belachmoni is dakos, and thin breads, which also they won't qualify for a hamotzi. Sheim avarach malei hamotzi, you don't make a blessing hamotzi on them. Livshenik lin lekvoyis through the lane, because they're not commonly used to set your meal on them. Those are snacks. Those are not really. They're not really meal. As will be stated in Siman Kuf Samaches in Sif Chesanan.
I'm thinking of
Rabalach
and
Homentash. Yeah. Ain't then you don't need to wash your hands for them. Just like you wouldn't need it for grain before it's become bread. So like you're having oats, dried oats, you don't have to wash yourself for the oats. You're going to have a granola bar.
Yeah.
You have a granola bar. Yeah. So you have. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to wash your hands before it, because it's not the most of the way. That, well, I told me you don't touch your hands, but yeah, that's why I said a granola bar. Even though it's the truma is not Torah, it's a Torah truma. And if a kohen would be eating it, he'd have to wash his hands. But the law of netilas yadayim that we have doesn't apply there. But because it's not so common, and we're not so used to in the house, that's why they did not make a decree that by chulin, that by ordinary, that you should also have to wash. So the kohen who would be eating a dogon, which is not truma, any grain, whether it's made into a mezonos or before it's been made into anything, it's still a grain, like oats we're talking about before. So still, they would not have to, the coin wouldn't have to wash. So of course, we don't have to wash. Nevertheless, if a person does set his meal, and we're going to learn, if you eat enough of the cake or these this pocket hamatashen or these small breads, so just as that setting helps for a moitzi, that now, even though it's a mezonos, but now because you made it your meal, it becomes a moitzi. So it also helps as far as washing the hands. So it won't make a difference between them and regular bread. Because since you're setting yourself up for that, just like a regular bread, you should also make the blessing on until you die. Again, this is a very important seif because it, unfortunately, I ran out of time. Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I know some people will maybe say mezonos over one slice of pizza, but if you have two, that's more like a main meal, and then they do.
So then you'd have to wash. So the bottom line is, it's very easy to remember, because whenever you make hamotzi, you wash. If you don't make hamotzi, you don't wash.
Yeah.
But when you look into the reasoning, it becomes a little bit more difficult to understand what's the difference. But this is the way it is. They instituted it in such a way that only the things that are usually done, but once, and mezonos is not considered the usual. But once mezonos gets the status of the regular bread that you make hamotzi, because you're using it as your meal, then that becomes the motzi. All right, we'll leave it over.